Have you ever wondered what a dollar is worth? Of course it's worth a dollar, which just means that you could trade it evenly for another dollar. You could say that it's worth whatever a dollar will buy, whether it's a candy bar or a third of a gallon of gas. And that worth is fairly stable, going up and down slightly for different kinds of goods over time. Or you could say a dollar is worth 3/4 of a euro, and that also varies depending on whether the dollar is strong or falling. Currencies are commodities, like gold or silver, but they are tied to a government. So, with that long windup, what is Bitcoin? The website for Bitcoin says it's an online currency. But who issues Bitcoin? No one. Bitcoin users are told that anonymous programmers started Bitcoin, and now everyone who uses it controls it, like the protocols for sending email. A nonprofit, the Bitcoin Foundation, purports to exist to foster the Bitcoin ecosystem of users and vendors. Users can purchase Bitcoin on online exchanges or in person, and some vendors will accept Bitcoin from those who have a Bitcoin account. Currently, a mere scattering of vendors across the globe accept Bitcoin, including one vendor in Illinois and two law firms and a dentist in Indiana. But that's it, so far. If it's just a way to purchase goods over the internet, then Bitcoin isn't a currency, but merely a payment system, like a PayPal account or a prepaid Visa card. And like a payment system, it charges a fee to use it. Governments don't charge fees to use their own currencies, but of course citizens can fund the mints and the treasuries. Bitcoin doesn't have citizens. The other interesting option is that Bitcoin could be a security. The website for Bitcoin states that only 21 million Bitcoins will ever be created, and only a fraction of those are in existence now. Because of this, the value of a Bitcoin has fluctuated wildly this year from under $20 to now more than $820. Some investors are buying Bitcoin with the hopes that once more vendors accept it and consumers use it, the value will increase. That scenario makes Bitcoin buying look like securities investing. The definition of a security doesn't encompass the purchase of gold or a Picasso or even the purchase of euros, but it does include the investment of money with the expectation of profit solely from the efforts of others. Here, Bitcoin might increase in value if the Bitcoin Foundation and other users are marketing it to vendors who then begin accepting it. The Securities Exchange Commission might call this horizontal commonality and find that Bitcoin is a security. However, the U.S. government seems to be poised to take a neutral position both as to Bitcoin's existence as a currency and its utilization in illegal transactions. In hearings in November, the Senate seemed accepting and even encouraging of the idea of e-currency, bolstering the value of Bitcoin. However, other altcoin competitors are also vying for their piece of the e-cash pie, including Peercoin and Litecoin. Each competitor is trying to prove easier and more anonymous than the other. Though at least one huge online drug marketplace, Silk Road, used Bitcoin to successfully ward off authorities until its ultimate bust, regulators seem confident that the tools either exist or are being created to track movement from dollars to Bitcoin back to dollars. Bitcoin may ultimately be a fad, like the real-world trading of World of Warcraft gold. Or altcoin payment systems could become an everyday way to transact purchases like traveler's checks used to be or credit cards are now. This is Christine Hurt.